The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're here to give you strength between Sundays.
If I humble myself by faith, look to him in a fresh way, oh my goodness, the things that God will do for me and for you that nobody else will ever do.
We're here for you. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
This hour is brought to you by EDI Travel.
This is Bob Burney filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley here on Faith Talk 570 FM 102.1 and AM 910. I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is my privilege to welcome you to Bob Burney Live. I have the privilege of welcoming my usual listeners. I wanted to say normal, but there probably are some that are quite so normal. My usual wonderful listeners here in Ohio on WRFD AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But it is again my privilege to welcome our listeners in the Tampa, Florida area on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM as we simulcast while my dear buddy and dear friend, Bill Bunkley, is taking a little R&R. He's taking a little vacation time, well-deserved, and I am just delighted and privileged and honored to be able to simulcast from our studios here in Ohio and the studios there in Tampa, Florida as well. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Our listeners here in Ohio should be familiar with that number. Those of you in Tampa, well, not so much, but I assure you, as many of our Tampa listeners found out yesterday, we had a really lively discussion yesterday, and a lot of the Tampa listeners chimed in. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 5483. What are you shaking your head at?
The 3.5 minutes of giving the phone number out with no reason to call.
Yeah, and this is from my producer who yells at me, you need to give your phone number more often.
When?
Oh, you've done that.
There's a reason.
You've done that 100 times. You need to give the phone number more. So when I give it more often, you sit over there and shake your head at me. I can't win. I am, you know, that's Aaron Light, by the way, my producer, over on the other side of the glass. Folks, some of you are old enough to remember, I am the Rodney Dangerfield of talk show hosts. Now, do you understand what that means, Aaron?
Yes.
You're that old?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Don't yell at me. I am the Rodney Dangerfield of talk show hosts. I can't get any respect. All right. Let's get to some serious stuff. I heard someone from the far liberal left, yeah, it's been a few weeks ago, there is no war on Christianity in America. You religious right people, you are so paranoid. There is no war on Christianity. Really? Have you heard about this story in South Carolina? Tega Key. I have no idea where Tega Key is in South Carolina, but it's a community in South Carolina that had a deep desire to honor policemen, first responders who have given their lives in the service of their community. And so they put up a memorial. It's a stone monument. May I say, it was a stone monument, and it was placed outside the Tega Key Police Department earlier this month. It listed the names of some of the police officers and first responders that had died in the line of duty, and it had some other things on it. One of the things was what is called the Officer's Prayer. It's very popular among police officers, first responders, and so forth. It's called the Officer's Prayer. Well, it was placed there earlier this month, earlier in July, and most of the people in Tega Key just loved it. They thought this was great, except for one person. One person. I often talk about the tyranny of the minority. Now, we here in America believe in minority rights. It's one of the things that sets us apart. We do believe in respecting minorities. But folks, our government, our way of life, our way of government is not determined by one person being able to dictate to the entire community, the entire city, the entire state, or the entire nation. That's not. We respect the opinions of the minority, the rights of the minorities, but we do not give them superior rights. Well, one resident, and usually we don't have the name, but this time we do. His name is Dan Dunn. And at the July City Council meeting, which was, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks, I don't know. July City Council meeting, he stood up to complain about this brand new memorial, arguing that religious wording and references shouldn't be included on a public monument in front of the police station. Why? No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be smart. Why? The Constitution doesn't prohibit that. The Constitution prohibits Congress from establishing a particular religion and then forcing that on the population, as was the case in England for the Church of England. If you were not a member of the Church of England, you didn't hold office. In fact, you could hardly do anything. And so our founding fathers did not want that carried over to America. Our founding fathers had no intention whatsoever of forbidding a police memorial with an officer's prayer on it. Well, in response to this one person, City officials in Tagut Key, South Carolina, painted over a particular word. You want to know what it is? Lord. L-O-R-D. Painted over it. And they thought, well, you know, we left everything else. We just painted over Lord because it offended one of our, you know, one of our citizens. Folks, most of you have already learned this lesson. If you haven't learned this lesson, please do so. When you try to please everybody, you please nobody. So city officials didn't want to get sued. They didn't want this one resident to contact the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And so they just, well, we'll compromise. We'll leave the rest of it up and we'll just paint over Lord. Well, it didn't make the one resident happy because the rest of the monument was up, and it infuriated many other people in the city. So, you want to guess how this was resolved? Yeah, I'll tell you when we come back. I got to take a break. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We'll return.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled A-Q-U-A-P-O-W-D-E-R-Z. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855. That's 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
If you don't set some time to pray, you're not going to find it. Listen, you don't find time to pray. You make time to pray. You set aside time to pray. If you work by calendar, you put it on the calendar. If you don't, you won't do much praying. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get up at 6 o'clock every morning to pray, or that you should pray at midnight or 4 o'clock in the morning. It depends on what your metabolism will stand. If you get out of the bed at 6 o'clock and you're a late rise and you drag yourself to prayer, you've just changed the places you're going to sleep. You're either going to sleep in the bed or you're going to sleep somewhere else. Well, so we're not talking about that kind of prayer. He says, alert, diligently crying out to God.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
I'm Bill Carl, and in just a moment, the Bill Bunkley Show continues here on Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. Weekday mornings at 7:30, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. And now you can see more of what you're hearing at this website, ptvtoday.org, ptvtoday.org.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Ohio or Florida. Welcome, Tega Key, South Carolina. They thought they would do something really wonderful. They would put up a memorial in front of the police station to honor fallen police officers and first responders. They put on it the officer's prayer. They also put a brief quote from the Sermon on the Mount that simply says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." That was it. It didn't say anything about Jesus, you know. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." Well, a resident, important to note that, one person, a resident, spoke up, complained, "Separation of church and state." And at a city council meeting, and as a result, city officials in conjunction with the police department thought, well, we're gonna try to make everybody happy. We'll leave up most of the inscription on this stone memorial. We'll leave up most of it, but it seems that the word Lord, L-O-R-D, which appeared three different times on the memorial, was what was offensive. So they actually painted over it. And they thought that that compromise would please everybody. Well, it didn't please anybody. Quote, "The move sparked outrage among the community, prompting the city to remove the monument altogether." Here is what the city of Tega Key released. Here is their statement. I want you to listen to this carefully. Quote, "We have received many comments both locally and nationally in response to the monument at the Tega Key Police Station." You ready for this? "We attempted to find a compromise but failed, as our community has further divided. In an attempt to find a resolution, We have upset parties on both sides of this issue, and for that, we are truly sorry. The City of Tega Key's intent from the beginning of this project was to recognize our current and fallen police officers. Without their courage, strength, dedication, concern, and compassion, as mentioned in the police officer's prayer inscribed on the monument, our city would be a much different place. So in other words, we tried to please everybody. We tried to compromise, and we tried to please everybody, and now everybody's mad at us. The statement goes on. At this time, we have removed the monument. It's gone. Gone. At this time, we have removed the monument while we continue to seek a solution that expresses our unwavering support and gratitude to those who risk their lives every day for ours. We will continue to welcome feedback from our residents and seek further guidance from our legal team until we can find a viable solution for all concerned. It's not going to be a solution that's going to please everybody. There is a life lesson here, folks. Well, there is a political reason or lesson, a constitutional lesson. There is nothing in the Constitution that forbids this fallen officer memorial with a prayer on it. The Supreme Court of the United States just ruled in favor of the Bladensburg Cross up in New England. Remember that? 3-year battle. And the Supreme Court ruled that's not unconstitutional. It's not what our founding fathers meant when they came up with the First Amendment. So, I mean, that's fresh Supreme Court decision. Nothing unconstitutional about this. So there's a constitutional lesson here, but there is a life lesson for all of us. Folks, you will never please everybody. Now, we are not to attempt to be contentious. That is not the way Christ would want us to act and to live. We are not to try to be controversial. We are not to try to tick people off. That should never be our goal. That should never be our desire. Here's the scripture in the New Testament. Listen carefully. As much as is possible, live peaceably with all men. Did you hear that? As much as is possible, live peaceably with all men. It is impossible to live peaceably with some people. There are some people who don't want to live peaceably. You may have that in your family. You may have that in your church. You may have that in your community. There are just some people who don't want to make peace with you. And Scripture says, as much as is possible, attempt to be live peaceably with all men. But sometimes it's not possible. So you try to live peaceably with everyone you possibly can, but ultimately do what is right and face the consequences. Can I repeat that? Here's a life lesson that the city leaders in Tega Key, South Carolina, need to learn. Do what is right and face the consequences. Understanding almost anything you do, particularly in the politically charged world that we live in today, and as we see our country move farther and farther in a secular direction and a leftist direction, folks, if you are a Bible-believing Christian who loves Jesus Christ and honors the Word of God, I don't care how loving and caring you want to be and try to be, occasionally you're going to tick somebody off. So be loving, be caring. But when it comes down to the bottom line, just do what's right. And let God take care of the rest and be willing to face the consequences. I hope, I pray that the city leadership of Tega Key, South Carolina, would do exactly that. After consulting with our legal team, Just do what's right. Put the memorial back up. And if people complain, say, well, you know, we're sorry, but this is the right thing to do, and we're going to stand by it. Like I said, it's a life lesson for all of us. Do the right thing.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House is set to vote on a bipartisan budget deal. The deal is expected to pass, despite concerns among conservatives that it will hike spending by $320 billion. If it passes, the Senate expected to take it up next week. The House Oversight Committee has voted along party lines to authorize subpoenas for the private communications of some White House officials who allegedly use personal email and text apps for official business. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged the European Union to rethink its refusal to renegotiate the Brexit deal. He's vowed to leave the EU with or without a divorce deal. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello has announced his resignation, ceding power after nearly 2 weeks of protest and political upheaval. Stocks finished broadly lower. The Dow dropped 129 points. The Nasdaq was off 83. This is SRN News.
Don't let the morning rush keep you from God's Word. Weekday mornings at 8, it's Moments of Hope with David Chadwick.
He'll supply our every need, but when we need more and more, we are diminishing the image of God in our lives.
And at 8:30, Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
The way to deal with temptation is we have to have an equal and opposite pressure inside of us to withstand the pressure that is outside of us.
Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. On the issue of abortion, the United States is an outlier on the world stage, even when it comes to the notoriously liberal countries of Western Europe. This point was recently illustrated in an article in the New York Times. The headline, German Doctors Fined for Abortion Ad. Doctors there may list professionally that they perform abortions, but they may not positively advertise how they do the procedure, nor can they advertise in a commercial context. One sentence in the article demands our attention. Abortion is legal in Germany through the first 12 weeks of a pregnancy. 12 weeks? Remember, in the state of New York, that number was increased by all moral effects to 40 weeks. 40 weeks of a pregnancy. What we need to note here is that the United States is a genuine outlier. It became an outlier in 1973 in the Roe v. Wade decision. It's even more an outlier now. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, impacting policy decisions today, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
It all is about relationship.
Dr. David Clark on Focus on the Family Minute.
First step of parenting, the parenting one step, is you meet these five needs in your child's life. Love, respect, competence, spirituality, and independence. And when you do that, you're going to have a successful child. I'm convinced of it because it worked for our kids and many hundreds of parents I've seen in my practice. The second parenting two-step is when you meet those needs, you're building the relationship. Most important thing, when they hit teens, that relationship is vitally important to navigate them through all the horrible stuff Satan has for them to sample. And then the final parent three-step is when you've done those first two steps, you're effective. You're going to be an effective parent, and your efforts are going to pay off. And they're going to listen to you when you really need them to listen to you.
More great parenting advice from Dr. Clark at FamilyMinute.org.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Here at Faith Talk, we are always amazed at what God does at our annual Pastor's Appreciation Day event. Spirits are refreshed through fellowship and encouragement. 2019's event will be the best ever, and Pastor, we want you to experience it. So save the date, October 17th, for Pastor's Appreciation Day at Armature Works in Tampa with keynote speaker Philip DeCourcy, an amazing meal, a vacation getaway giveaway, and so much more. Last year, the room was full. So reserve your seat today at letstalkfaith.com.
This is Bob Burney filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley here on Faith Talk 570 FM 102.1 and AM 910. Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This is one of those polls. I just look at it and I go, duh. And I don't want to be cynical, but duh. It's a brand new Pew Research poll about citizens in America and their knowledge of the Bible. And surprise, 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 the group of American citizens that know more about their Bible are evangelicals. Now, why do I go, duh? Well, because unfortunately and sadly, and I mean this advisedly and as kindly as I can, most of the mainline Protestant denominations in America today no longer honor the Bible. They don't honor it. They don't teach it. They don't preach it. Sundays are feel-good, inspirational messages from other sources as well as the Bible. And if they do open the Bible, they believe that the Bible is not the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, but it is it's a book of inspirational readings that has the potential to be inspiring, but it's not necessarily inspired. So it's the evangelicals who actually believe that the Bible is true. And therefore, evangelicals actually know more about their Bibles than any other group. Here's the story. A new Pew Research poll suggests that evangelical Christians are more knowledgeable about the Bible and Christianity than any other American Christians, while American Jews are most knowledgeable about religion in general. Well, that's interesting. And the poll asked 32 fact-based multiple-choice questions that, quote, span a spectrum of difficulty. Boy, that's an understatement. And I'm quoting, you ready for this? Are you ready? If you're driving, hang on to the steering wheel because I don't want you driving off the road. I am quoting. Some of the questions were labeled as easy. For example, Easter Sunday commemorates what? Easter Sunday commemorates what? And it was multiple choice. Now, I don't know what the other choices are because it doesn't tell me, but one of the choices was Easter Sunday actually commemorates Easter. That was, one of the choices. Let me go back and read that quote in its entirety. Some of the questions were labeled as easy. For example, Easter Sunday commemorates what? In order to establish a baseline indication of what nearly all Americans know about religion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The survey finds that Jews, atheists, agnostics, evangelical Protestants, highly educated people, and those with religiously diverse social networks seem to have higher levels of religious knowledge. Meanwhile, young adults and racial minorities seem to have less knowledge about religion than the average respondent because it's not being taught. It's not being taught. Let me see, jump ahead. On average, Christians answered 8.2 out of the 14 questions on the Bible and Christianity correctly. Mainline Protestants averaged 8.1. Black Protestants averaged 6.0. Now, I am shocked at that. I am absolutely shocked at that. Because black churches do a really good job of teaching the Bible. And yet, in this poll, when it's just generalized, mainline Protestants average 8 to 8.1. Black Protestants average 6.0. Catholics averaged 7.9. And Mormons averaged 8.5. Now, I find that very sad. That Mormons ranked higher than Protestant Christians. I just find that very discouraging. Let's see. According to the survey, Christians who attend religious service at least once per week correctly answered 9.6 out of 14 questions on the Bible and Christianity, while Christians who seldom or never attend services answered 7.2 questions. That, again, is one of those... Duh. You mean people who go to church every Sunday, at least once a week, actually know more about the Bible than people who never go to church? Yeah. I don't think it takes a Pew Research poll to discover that. But anyway, it is encouraging. Evangelical Christians know more about the Bible than any other demographic group in the United States. Now, with that said, folks, the extent of Bible illiteracy, even in our churches, is incredibly sad. We have a serious problem within the evangelical church. Okay, all right, evangelical Christians in this Pew Research poll scored better than others, but they still only got about half of simple questions about the Bible. About half, a little over half. We must, in our churches, tackle biblical illiteracy. We've got to get back to teaching the stories of the Bible. And we've got to abandon, at least for the most part, 5 points to a successful life. 6 points to avoid stress on the job. Seriously? I hope we have had enough of that in the evangelical church. 7 points to a happier home. 6 proven points for an effective marriage. Really? Yeah. I am, and I know that not everybody is, and I try not to judge other people, but I am a strong proponent of expository preaching and teaching. And not only just exposition, I am a strong proponent of teaching the books of the Bible. A series on Genesis, a series on Matthew, a series on Exodus, a series on Revelation, a series on the book of Colossians or Philippians or 1 Corinthians or the book of Acts or a series on the Synoptic Gospels. I am such a proponent of getting the people in our churches to study and know their Bibles. And not just come to church to learn 5 points to decrease stress on your job. Well, that's fine. That's great. But listen, if you begin to learn God's word and apply and appropriate it to your life, stress is going to go down on the job because you're going to be learning life-changing biblical principles that will change and transform your life. It's not somebody's 5 points to this or 6 points of that, and some of that is fine. But that's not going to change your life, change your family, and it's certainly not going to change the world. We need to know God's word. We will never know all of it because it's an infinite book, but we certainly should know as much as we possibly can. And our children need to be taught the stories of the Bible, the characters of the Bible, and how those stories and characters apply to our daily lives. All right, end of rant. I will get off my soapbox, and we'll move on to some other things when we return.
An early start with God's Word. Weekday mornings at 6, it's Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff.
You have one crack at it, and the way is trust Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven, because he's the only one who deals with the sin problem, and sin is what keeps us out of heaven.
And at 6:30, Grace to You with John MacArthur.
If you don't love the Word of God and love the Lord Jesus Christ so as to be saved, you will be caught up in the deception.
Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Jesus reaches out to us and offers a helping hand to lead us all the way through life. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Because Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, no climb is too steep. He can get you through all of that. As a matter of fact, he can empower you and me with supernatural strength in the process. When Christ comes into our lives, he infuses us with energy. How does he do that? By the Holy Spirit. And why? Because he is present. That's the ticket. He is present and hard at work deep within your being.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Someone has said that prejudice is a great time saver. It allows one to form opinions without having to know the facts. A philosopher once taught his students a method for avoiding jumping to negative conclusions. He taught them to think, read, and listen charitably. That is, think the best of what someone says, does, or writes while you wait for more complete information. The Apostle Paul recommended this same idea when he said that love thinks no evil. Instead, love always thinks and hopes for the best. So the next time you're tempted to jump to a cynical conclusion, think charitably instead. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God thinks on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Hello, my name is Chantal Amore. I'm the Youth Ministry Director at Christ Gospel Church. I'm inviting you to join us for Vacation Bible School 2019 as we take a wild ride through the African savannah to reveal God's character of goodness. VBS is for everyone and will take place nightly, July 22nd through July 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, please call the church at 727-327-0997. God is good.
We're here to give you strength between Sundays.
We're transformed by the renewing of our mind, and as we go forth in power. We go forth in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
We're here for you. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, online at letstalkfaith.com.
You know, I have a feeling that many of you in this audience, because this is Christian radio, I have a feeling that many of you are right-wing, evangelical, hate-mongering bigots. You're a bunch of haters because, okay, isn't that what we hear all the time? You Christians are a bunch of hate-mongering bigots. You are haters. You exclude. We on the left, we are inclusive. We are compassionate. We are love, 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 because we're on the left. Really? Here is the headline. San Francisco bans official travel to pro-life states. Here it is. I'm not making this up. San Francisco employees on official business will not be permitted to travel to states with restrictive abortion laws under a new law passed Tuesday, this week. The city's 11-member Board of Supervisors voted to ban all city-funded travel to states with such laws. And by the way, the vote was unanimous. No, and it goes on. It also prohibits the city from contracting with companies headquartered in states with restrictive abortion laws. San Francisco Supervisor Valley Brown said, quote, "It will expand the existing ordinance to states that have waged war on our constitutionally protected right to an abortion." She went on, "Let's put our money where our mouth is." Now, I'm not sure about you folks in Florida, but Ohio just passed a heartbeat bill not long ago. And by the way, we are absolutely thrilled that Ohio has a heartbeat bill on the books. It has been blocked by a federal judge, and we expected that, and obviously it's going to go to the Supreme Court. So in other words, no one on official business from San Francisco will be allowed to travel to the state of Ohio or Georgia or Kentucky or Louisiana or Mississippi, or several other states as well. The county commissioner went on, quote, As we're seeing this moving forward, I felt that we should be pushing something that makes a difference. We feel protected, but when the health of women across the country are in jeopardy, us women in San Francisco need to stand up and say no. The city already has a law prohibiting official travel to states it says discriminate against LGBT individuals. 10 states are currently on that list: Alabama, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. Now, here's my question. Who are the exclusionary bigots here? This is being inclusive? This is being compassionate? Really? Seriously? Now, folks, I would imagine most of you have already learned this. Those who talk most about compassion practice it the least. Those who talk most about inclusion talk about it the least. Those who talk most about love practice it the least. So get this. Now, I'm speaking from Ohio, and I'm not speaking for everyone in the state, obviously. But the people of Ohio have spoken on the topic of abortion. And we passed, by a wide margin, a heartbeat bill. Passed the House of Representatives, passed the Senate. By the way, bipartisan, signed into law by our governor, and has great support here in the state of Ohio. Does everybody support it? No. But our constitutional form of government worked. We are the United States of America. 50 individual states that have agreed to compact together and agree together and understand you and your state can do what you want. We in our state will do what we want. And we will honor that, and we will recognize that, and we will allow you to do what you feel is best. The citizens of your country can, or not country, your state can do what you feel is best, and we'll respect that. We may not agree with you, but we will respect that. That's what a representative republic is all about, and that's what the United States of America is all about. But the liberal, far liberal left has absolutely destroyed that concept. If you don't agree with us, we will destroy you. If you don't agree with us, we won't even talk to you. If you don't agree with us, we won't do business with you. Isn't that pretty bigoted and narrow-minded? I've said this for years. There are three steps in the radical agenda, three A's. First is acceptance. The radical agenda begins by saying, just accept us, that's all. We will never ask for anything else. Just accept us, that's all. And then that's never enough. The second is advocacy. Okay, now that you accept us, you must advocate for us. Oh, you may not be like us. You don't even have to agree with us, but you have to become an advocate for us. If not, you're a hate-mongering bigot. And then the final A, after the first A and the second A have been accomplished, the third A is annihilation. If you don't agree with us, we'll destroy you. That is the liberal left today. If you don't agree with us, we will wipe you out. We will destroy you. We will punish you if you don't agree with us. That is the inclusive nature of San Francisco. If you'd like to learn more about Bob Burney Live, visit our website, thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center. so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-397-4179. That's 1-800-397-4179. 1-800-397-4179.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. New British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's demand to renegotiate the Brexit withdrawal treaty is not being received well by European Union leaders.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament he's ready to talk.
We will throw ourselves into these negotiations with the greatest energy and determination and in a spirit of friendship. And I hope that the EU will be equally ready.
And Johnson did speak with EU Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker later in the day. But an EU official says Juncker told Johnson there would be no renegotiating the withdrawal agreement, though there might be room to add language on future relations. Earlier, Johnson told Parliament absent negotiations, Britain would leave the EU with no deal.
The UK is better prepared for that situation than many believe.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Republicans are pushing back against a Democrat proposal to pass new election security legislation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he can't understand why Republicans are not backing it.
That's a disgrace. It would be as if we said we don't need a military. We don't need ships off our shores or planes in the air.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill is partisan, even though election security is important.
It's very important that we maintain the integrity and the security of our elections in our country. Any Washington involvement in that task needs to be undertaken with extreme care, and on a thoroughly bipartisan basis.
Military officials have arrested 16 Marines following an investigation into human smuggling. The Marine Corps said the arrests at Camp Pendleton, California, were carried out Thursday morning at the base north of San Diego. None of the Marines were involved in helping to enforce border security. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 129 points. The NASDAQ dropped 83. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Southwest Airlines has announced that it is pulling out of New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport following extensive delays caused by the FAA's grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX jets.
The airline says it's taking steps to mitigate damages and, quote, optimize our aircraft and resources. It will cease operations at Newark and consolidate them at LaGuardia Airport in New York effective November 3rd. Southwest says the airline's approximately 125 employees at Newark are being offered positions at LaGuardia or can bid for other jobs elsewhere.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Southwest began service at Newark back in 2011. The airline offers up to 20 departures per day to 10 cities, including Denver and St. Louis. The FAA grounded Boeing 737 MAX in March following two fatal crashes involving the airliner in Indonesia and Ethiopia. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Officials say three bombings struck the Afghan capital on Thursday, killing at least 10 people, including five women and one child.
Three bombs went off in quick succession in Kabul.
A bus carrying mining ministry staff was hit by a suicide bomber before a second targeted people gathering to help the victims. Minutes later, another bombing, said to be on an international forces convoy in eastern Kabul. The Taliban say they carried out that assault and another attacker on two police checkpoints. In Nangarhar, a family travelling to a wedding were killed in a roadside blast. Some say the insurgents are increasing attacks to gain leverage in ongoing peace talks with the US. But on the ground, at least, peace seems far away.
The BBC's Electra Naismith. New York City's Worker Protection Department says American Airlines is violating the city's sick leave law by retaliating against workers who use sick days or not letting them use the sick leave they've accrued. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're here to give you strength between Sundays.
You can't stop people from attacking you, but you can stop them from affecting you. They may be headed for hell and living like hell, but they don't have to make your life hell.
We're here for you. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
This is Bob Burney filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley here on Faith Talk 570 FM 102.1 and AM 910.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Very special welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Today, we are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio and Tampa, Florida. We are broadcasting Faith Talk 570, 910 a.m. in Tampa, and also WRFD AM 880 and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program today. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Regular listeners to my program know that I do my best to avoid politics. It's not that I have a problem discussing politics, but I would much, much rather be discussing biblical issues, theological issues, church issues, denominational issues. To be really honest, I think those issues are much more important than politics. No, I really do. Hey, I'm deeply concerned about what happens in Washington, D.C. I'm deeply concerned about what happens at the White House, in Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate. I'm deeply concerned about all of those things. But I am much more concerned about what's happening in the pulpits of America, because I believe the pulpit in America has far more influence on America in general than the politicians in Washington, D.C., or Tallahassee, or Columbus. I really do believe that. I believe that if we were to have a real spiritual revival in America, and I'm praying for it, if we were to have a real spiritual revival in America, and we have before, so have many other countries around the world, if that were to happen, Washington would change. I believe the church has far more potential to change Washington than Washington has to change the church. I do believe that. However, there are times when we need to be talking politics, and today, I believe, is one of them. We have some very, very dangerous people in the Congress of the United States today, and I do my best to stay away from any kind of sensationalism, hyperbole. I reject that. I don't believe I ever go on the air to just try to hype something to create phone calls. That's just not me. This is not hype. This is not spectacularism. This is a real threat. We have some dangerous people in the Congress of the United States. Four of them have called themselves the Squad. They are freshman legislators. It's their first term, from Michigan, New York, Minnesota, the Squad. One of them is Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Anti-Semitic, dangerous woman. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known as AOC. She's dangerous. But possibly the most dangerous one of all is Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota. Born in Somalia, in terrible circumstances, spent quite a bit of time in a refugee camp in Kenya. Her family immigrated here to the United States, and by the way, they did so legally. She is a Muslim, although sometimes you would not know it by her language and her practices. But she is a Muslim, but she is an anti-Semitic Muslim. And I know that we throw this thing around, he's an America hater. I think we throw that around too much. I really do. But in this case, this woman does hate what America stands for, and particularly our friendship with Israel. She proposed a resolution on the floor of the House of Representatives that encouraged the BDS movement. Now, the BDS movement, boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, is a decidedly anti-Semitic movement to marginalize the country of Israel and to demonize them. This woman, a United States representative, duly elected by her constituents, sadly, in Minnesota, put on the floor of the House a resolution. And as part of her resolution, she likened the BDS movement encourages boycotts of Israel. We don't buy their products. We don't sell them products. We don't buy them products. She likens boycotting Israel to boycotting Nazi Germany. She equates the nation of Israel with Nazi Germany. Don't believe me? Let me quote from the resolution. Quote, whereas Americans of conscience have a proud history of participating in boycotts to advocate for human rights abroad, including boycotting Nazi Germany from March 1933 to October 1941 in response to the dehumanization of the Jewish people in the lead up to the Holocaust. Hello! She finds a way to compare Israel. Now let me think. This is kind of tough. Let me think for a minute. Let's see. What are the predominant people in Israel? Oh, yeah, Jews. Jews. Yeah, they're the predominant people in Israel are Jews. She advances a resolution equating boycotting Israel to boycotting Nazi Germany because they dehumanize the Jews. So what? This doesn't compute. But she thinks it does. Well, as a result, the House of Representatives passed a pro-Israel, anti-BDS piece of legislation or resolution. in order to counteract what this woman, Ilhan Omar, from Minnesota, and it passed the House of Representatives 398-17. When was the last time anything passed the House of Representatives by a margin of 398-17? Had very, very, very strong Democratic support in condemning the resolution put forward by Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and a couple of others. 398-17. 16 of the no votes came from Democrats, and the most prominent were the squad, the four that have labeled themselves as the squad. We actually have a duly elected representative in the Congress of the United States that is comparing the nation of Israel to Nazi Germany. I don't believe that has ever happened in the history of our country. We have some dangerous people in our Congress right now. Dangerous people. 877 Bob Live. We'll be back.
Let the morning rush keep you from God's Word. Weekday mornings at 8, it's Moments of Hope with David Chadwick.
There's nothing in the Bible about the redistribution of wealth. The call is to work hard and earn a lot of money to advance the kingdom of God.
And at 8:30, Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
Satan's favorite word of all words is tomorrow, but the word that is dear to the heart of God is today.
Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I'm recording this before Robert Mueller's appearance at two House committees yesterday, but it will hold up because of what I'm about to say. How credible is Mueller and his voluminous report when he brings a wingman along with him, attorney Arson Zebley? Who is Zebley? He's Mueller's former chief of staff and the former lawyer for the IT aide to Hillary Clinton, who set up her private email server and smashed some of her mobile devices with a hammer. If this doesn't define conflict of interest and bias, I don't know what does. President Trump was right to criticize him, and indeed the entire process. You may recall that all of Mueller's team was made up of Hillary supporters and financial contributors. There was not one Republican on the team, unless you count Mueller, who seems to be the only figurehead in this bogus investigation that began after the phony Steele dossier was revealed. I don't often quote the Washington Post, but a headline in yesterday's paper had it right. Democrats frustrated as House investigators struggle to find revelations about Trump. This should be the end, but it won't be. It's all the left has. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US, MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy, energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and the night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
We're here to give you strength between Sundays.
You feel like you're going backwards, but I'm telling you that the same God who raised Jesus from the dead is working in your life.
We are here for you. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's my privilege to be your host today. Thank you for joining me. And when I have people holding on the phone, I don't like to keep them waiting any longer than I have to. So let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio, and talk to Gloria. Hi, Gloria. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bob. I called yesterday for the first time. I wish I could listen to you every day, but I just happened to be able to get you these 2 days. We have to first understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. You cannot separate church and state at this point. And you talked about the squad. This squad is fighting against what the Bible calls the apple of God's eye. If you curse Israel, you will be cursed. See, it's no longer separation of church and state, even though that's the general public doesn't really get the meaning of separation in church and state. In our country now, it's separation of state and God. So this is a spiritual battle, and unless you can believe in and acknowledge and see that there is an unseen world, spiritual realm, you'll never be able to make out what's going on in the realm you can actually see.
Well, I absolutely believe, Gloria, that one of the reasons why America has prospered as we have through the years is because of our partnership with Israel. And you're right. The Bible says, I will bless them that bless you, I will curse them that curse you. And that is an everlasting covenant. I had a little debate with one of our listeners last week over replacement theology. But I honestly believe that is one of the reasons, at least in recent history, why God has blessed America. And this anti-Semitic movement in Congress needs to be stopped. It really does. But I agree with you completely. It's ultimately, it's spiritual warfare, and we need to fight it in a spiritual way. Gloria, I am grateful you could listen. By the way, you can listen through streaming audio anytime you want on your computer or on your phone at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. And if you can't pick us up over the air, you can certainly listen through streaming audio. Thank you so much for calling. I am blessed and honored to have you on the air. And now we're going to head to Largo, Florida, and we have the privilege of talking to Ken. Hey, Ken, how are you today?
Hello, Bob. Doing great.
Where is Largo?
It's Pinellas County, not far from Bill Bunkley.
Okay.
Just south of Tampa.
Okay, south of Tampa. All right. Yep. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make a call to the men, grandfathers and fathers in America to pray. We are, like the lady said, we're in the battle. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. We need to tear them down in the name of Jesus, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We can do that on our knees in prayer. We certainly need to write our congressmen, to call our congressmen, to write letters to the editor, to vote, to get others to vote, be involved. But there's a dearth of men praying. We need to pray.
No, very true. I could not agree with you more, Ken. You're absolutely correct. And we are commanded.
We are commanded
to pray for those in authority over us.
Oh, yeah.
We are commanded to
everybody.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Bob, that verse that I love, the song that a lady wrote years ago, it's verse, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, this is God's people, Christians, and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, our sins, especially the men's sins, getting the pornography and other stuff we shouldn't have anything to do with. If we humble ourselves and pray, if we turn from our wicked ways, God's promised and he keeps his promises, he'll forgive our sins and heal our land, national and personal. But we need to pray.
Well, you know, it reminds me of this important spiritual principle. That verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, was given immediately after the Temple of Solomon was dedicated. And it must have been a majestic structure. It must have been breathtaking in its beauty with its gold, its silver, and so on. And there was a seven-day celebration at the dedication of the temple. And right at the end of that celebration is when God spoke to Solomon and basically said, Solomon, those are my people. And they're having this big celebration, and they're worshiping me, worshiping me, worshiping me. But I know my people. They're going to turn their back on me. And when that happens, I am going to be forced to bring pestilence, disease. I am going to be forced to bring enemies to come and conquer them so that they will turn their heart towards me again. And when I am forced to do that, that is when he said, if my people, which are called by my name, and so forth. They were surrounded by a bunch of pagan heathens, but the emphasis was upon God's people. And Ken, I'm reminded that so often we talk about them in Washington, and we talk about them, the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Humanist Association and so forth. And we talk about evil people and dishonest people. And I talk a lot about the liberal left, but God is concerned about revival among his people, and revival never comes without repentance. And there needs to be deep repentance among us, Ken, and as you said, great prayer among us.
Roman Luther said, Bob, that we don't need revival. We need a miracle. We need broken hearts before God. And pouring out our hearts for our children and for our nation.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Here.
Well, Ken, I am blessed and encouraged by your passion and by your challenge. And I am deeply honored that you called today. And Bill Bunkley has an incredible audience. I do here in Ohio, but Bill does as well there in Tampa, and I'm just honored that you called. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
All right. And my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. I'm coming up to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll have about 26 minutes, and I'll do my best to take your phone call. If you have comments, thoughts about what we're talking about, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A report issued by the Senate Intelligence Committee says the Russian government directed extensive activity against U.S. election systems ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The report says states weren't appropriately warned of the threat against their systems and warns many of them still have outdated voting machines. The election security report is the first chapter of several volumes that the committee is expected to release in its probe of Russian election interference. The United States will resume executing federal death row inmates, ending an informal two-decade moratorium. The Justice Department announced the decision Thursday. And Attorney General William Barr instructed the Bureau of Prisons to schedule executions starting in December for five men. All five were convicted of murdering children. A down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 129 points, the Nasdaq lower by 83. This is SRN News.
Invite God along for the morning commute. Weekday mornings at 7, it's Focus on the Family.
Moms know that at some point, every boy will wage war against you. Is it healthy and is it inevitable?
It's necessary.
And at 7:30, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
You can be saved without being baptized, but you can never be a disciple without being baptized. That is God's plan.
Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
Join Dennis Prager on the Stand with Israel tour. Book today at 800-247-1899, 800-247-1899. Or click on the Stand With Israel banner at letstalkfaith.com.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
I'd been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Somebody is going to win a free cruise aboard Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise, visiting the beautiful Caribbean, and it could be you. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword Stronger.
When you enter, you'll also receive their free ebook, Stronger Forever, that includes a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword Stronger.
Sunday afternoons at 12:30 and 6:30. Listen to Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice.
So church, listen to me. The gospel mission advances when you carry it to the next relationship.
Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice. Sundays at 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
This is Bob Burney filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley here on Faith Talk 570, FM 102.1 and AM 910. Welcome to our Columbus, Ohio listeners. Welcome to our Tampa, Florida listeners. Thank you. We're going to go right back to the phones and in Upper Arlington, Ohio. We've got Jim on the line. Jim, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Bob. Hey, I didn't get out of work very long ago, but I'm loving the this conversation about the pro-death squad in Congress and how Gloria, I think, said it. She nailed it really well, mm-hmm. how this is really a spiritual battle. And so I was mentioning to your call screener, hey, I know I'm a broken record about this, but, you know, God spells out in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, how to avoid these curses and maybe the squad as well, and to get God's blessings. And it pivots right off of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, nothing pains me more than to go into my church and hear people talk about voting Democrat. And I'm thinking, and I sometimes confront them, are you not pro-life? And well, yeah, I'm pro-life, but I'm still Democrat. You know, they're religion or spirituality or whatever you want to call it doesn't match their how they vote. And so I wanted to emphasize for those that maybe haven't heard me in Florida, talk about Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 spends about 10 verses spelling out blessings if you do God's will, about 50 very detailed verses about getting curses if you don't follow God's will. And then he wraps it up with an incredible verse in Deuteronomy 30:19, which says, this day, it doesn't say America, but I want to put it in there, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I place before you blessings and curses, life and death. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. And there's a little more after that, but that's salient right there. And we can honor God. I mean, you talk about spiritual battle. We can honor God with our vote. Because ever since Roe versus Wade in 1973 and the Democratic platform picked up being pro-abortion in 1974, we can go into the voting booth and literally choose between life and death. You and I have talked about California in the past. Even recently, and we see what's going on there, and they vote pro-death, 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 And now they're getting death.
You know, Jim, it wasn't that long ago, and I certainly remember when a conscientious Christian could vote for Democratic candidates. They could. There would be differences on different areas of politics, certainly economics, all kinds of things. But today, the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party has honestly, as you said, become the party of death. They have also become the godless party. They have rejected the biblical foundation laid for our country. They have, and I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't think there's any debate to be had about it. That doesn't mean that everybody in the Republican Party, or even most of the people in the Republican Party, are God-honoring, God-fearing Christians, because many are not. And in fact, there are people in the Republican Party that are not pro-life. We just dealt with a governor here in Ohio that began very pro-life, but by the time he ended his second term, his pro-life credentials were very, very much in question. So the R beside the name does not guarantee pro-life, does not guarantee conservative, does not guarantee a constitutionalist. But a D beside the name almost certainly disqualifies them from those areas. Jim, good to talk to you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what I just said? I would not have said probably even 5 years ago. Because there, even 5 to 10 years ago, there were enough pro-life Democrats that I would have been very hesitant to say what I just said. But they're almost non-existent today. Because if you are pro-life today, the Democrat Party does not want you. They have made it very clear. If you are pro-life, if you believe in protecting the life of unborn babies, you are not welcome in our party. You go someplace else, which leads me to this story. Most of you have heard that Dr. Leanna Wynn, the almost brand new president of Planned Parenthood, was fired last week. Suddenly, unexpectedly, she had only been president for 8 months, and there was an enormous amount of speculation as to why she was fired. It was quite embarrassing for her. It was also embarrassing for Planned Parenthood. She's president for 8 months, and they dump her? So there was a lot of speculation about why. Well, we don't have to speculate any longer, because in a lengthy interview in the New York Times, Dr. Leanna Wynn makes it very clear she was fired because she did not emphasize abortion enough. Now, what does this tell us about Planned Parenthood? For years, Planned Parenthood has said, Well, we do some abortions, but the reason we really exist is women's health care, cancer screening. We help women of low income. We do some abortions, but that's not what we're really all about. Well, you and I knew that that was bogus, and now everyone knows. Quote, Wynn herself noted that, and this is a quote from the now former president of Planned Parenthood, again, in a New York Times interview, quote, there was immediate criticism that I did not prioritize abortion enough. She says, while I am passionately committed to protection, while I am passionately committed to protecting abortion access, I do not view it as a standalone issue. In other words, she says, I thought we were told that's not the only thing we did. I think what she's saying is, for years we have been saying Planned Parenthood is not just about abortion, and that's what I believed. She says, while I am passionately committed to protecting abortion access, I do not view it as a standalone issue. As one of the few national healthcare organizations with a presence in all 50 states, Planned Parenthood's mandate should be to promote reproductive health care as part of a wide range of policies that affect women's health and public health. So she says, I thought we were supposed to emphasize other things too, not just abortion. And that's not the only reason she was fired. She tried to get along with some pro-life people. And that was kind of the final straw. She said, she was met with opposition when attempting to include those who, and I'm quoting, wrestled with abortion's moral complexities. In other words, she was trying to reach out to people who were actually thinking. She says, I engaged those who identify as being pro-life, but who support safe legal abortion access because they don't want women to die from back alley abortions. She dared to even talk to pro-life people to find out where they were coming from, what they believed. And the leadership of pro-life said, oh, no, 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 no. You don't even talk to those pro-life people. No, 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 no. You don't try to understand where they're coming from. And they basically told her, unless you are all in, total, complete, absolute, unconditional, Planned Parenthood is all about abortion, you are out of here. And she is out of there. There should be no question whatsoever that Planned Parenthood is primarily, almost solely, about taking the life of unborn babies. Other healthcare issues are very, very minor compared to abortion, because that's where the money is. Dr. Leanna Wynn found that out the hard way. She is gone. All of the pretense about abortion not being the main thing at Planned Parenthood is now gone.
Take a break for coffee and truth from God's Word. Weekday mornings at 10, it's Bible Line with Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold.
If I only fed the flock, you'll get nothing but fat for the kill. If all I did was warn you, it starved to death. So I got to feed you a little bit and warn you a little bit.
And at 10:30, Just Thinking with Ravi Zacharias.
What discipline of naturalism is going to help us solve the problems if you cannot change the heart of a human being? And for that, only God is big enough to do it.
Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Writing a Christian book? You're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Sometimes it may feel like the troubles of the world are pulling us down. When that happens, we should pick ourselves back up with the power of God's love. Godvine.com makes it easy to brighten even the darkest day with uplifting and inspiring videos and stories chosen especially for you to lift you up and strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. From powerful stories of healing, miracles, and angels to heartwarming videos of love, surprises, and joy to cute and funny videos that'll have you laughing out loud, Godvine has just what you need. For the best uplifting videos filled with joy, hope, and love to brighten your day, join millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. For a happier day right away, visit us at Godvine.com. Godvine.com. That's Godvine.com.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk Fan Club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk Fan Club today. Join the Faith Talk Fan Club by clicking the Fan Club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
I'm Bill Carl, and in just a moment, the Bill Bunkley Show continues here on Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1, weekday mornings at 7:30, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. And now you can see more of what you're hearing at this website, ptvtoday.org, ptvtoday.org.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing. Maybe it's wrong. Oh, my goodness. We have a big TV monitor here in the studio. And during the break, I'll check out the news and so forth. During that last break, they were showing shots of a bunch of climate change activists. Now, I don't know about you, but I would call them climate change extremists. All right. They barged into a portion of the Capitol building. I couldn't tell where it was, but it was a portion of the Capitol building. And where they are, there are doors with glass inserts up in the top. You with me? Like a metal door, like they would be in a school. Metal door with a big window. And it looked like it had the metal reinforcements, you know, in the glass and so forth. Anyway, they got all these signs around their neck, climate change emergency and so forth. Anyway, the Capitol Police said, you need to get out of here. You need to leave. You know, you're trespassing and so forth. So here's what they did. This was just a little bit ago. They had big bottles of super glue. and they dumped big globs of super glue on their hands, on the palms of their hands, and then they stuck their hands up on the glass of those doors. And they are now super glued to the doors at the Capitol building. They're super. Have you ever super glued your fingers to something? Have you ever done that? I have. I've accidentally super glued something. But it is not fun. Now, this may be terrible. This may be awful. But here's what I would do. I'd just leave them. I won. You know, tonight, it's almost 6 o'clock. I'm sure they're getting ready to close up. And if I were the officials at the Capitol building, I'd just go up to them and say, hey, have a good night. Lights would go out because they're standing up with their hands glued to the glass on these doors. A bunch of them. And then I couldn't tell from the picture, but it looks like some of them actually super glued their hands to each other, too. So there's kind of a chain. Some of them super glued their hands to the glass on the doors, and others, it looks like super glued hands to each other. I would just say, hey, have a good night. Lights are going to go out about 10 o'clock, and we'll be back, 6:30 in the morning. Hey, enjoy yourself. Have a good night. And just walk out and turn out the lights and let them spend the night super glued, standing up to the doors in the Capitol building. I'm sorry. I probably should. Okay. Oh, my goodness. As far as I know, fingernail polish remover? I think that's about the only thing that'll take that stuff off. And they put globs of it all over their palms of their hands and stuck themselves. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I would do. I have no idea what the Capitol Police will do, but anyway. Hey, I'm just really, really, really quick. Headline. United Methodist Church experiencing financial hangover. In other words, giving is down in the United Methodist denomination. Now, the denominational leaders are blaming.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.